When we first got together, I told her, I said, let me explain something to you, babe. I said, I got a 9-year cycle. No matter what happens, in 9 years, I recycle this deal. And she says, no problem. I got an 8-year cycle. At the end of 9 years, we renewed the deal. The ship was the deal. I get to have her for another 9 years if I buy her ship. That was the deal. As the next 9 years comes up, I don't know what that next one's going to be, but it's going to be something. The captain. 10% of the minimum amount, whatever's greater. And run a projection. So if let's say you're saving $100 a month, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, whatever this number is, run it. Where will you be at the end of a year? Multiply that times 12, plus the interest accrued at 8%. Run it at 5 years, at 60 months, plus the interest. Run it at 10 years, 120 months, 15, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, however long. If you're 30 years old, run it to at least 100. If you're 40 years old, run it to where it is. And if you just committed to saving that amount, where would you be? Because that will give you an incentive when you see the possibility of what you could save. Now, if for some reason this number grows, which we're going to show you what to do with that, and increase that amount, the second you increase it, at that moment, you run another projection. Erase the old one, and now run that projection. And keep updating your projections of where you're going to be. In addition to that, I'm going to come back to this page. In addition to that, which is that is a motivating factor, write down what your gross annual income is again. Divide by 12. That's your gross monthly income. Divide by 4. That's your gross weekly income. Divide by 5, because I'm assuming you work 5 days a week, give or take. That's your gross daily income. And then divide by probably 8, and that is your gross hourly income. And run those numbers. Everybody do that right now, just for a second. Run those numbers. What's your gross annual? Divide by 12. Gross monthly, divide by 4, gross weekly, 5 daily, and 8 hourly. And see how much you're making an hour right now. Okay, how many of you right now realize what you're making per hour now? That's your hourly wage. Now, remember I told you earlier today that if you made a list of all the things that you do and you prioritize those, anything that makes you more than that per hour and anything that works less than that per hour, you want to delegate the things that make you less per hour, and you want to start doing the things that make you more per hour. And you'll raise that figure. That'll raise that figure in your business. Now, once you have that figure, you want to go back to this number that you said you were saving. You're going to now commit to saving that minimum amount plus 10%, whatever's, you know, whatever that is greater. And you run that projection. And you find out how much money, all right, how long will it take for you to have the money that's going to allow you passively through investments to make that a money at 8%. And by the way, just for in case you haven't thought about this, according to your statistics in Australia, the overall market of real estate here, believe it or not, earns you 6%. With all the big upswings that you get that earns you 200 to 300% and all the downswings that make you go down, the net return after all the cost, the stamp duties, everything that's involved in the cost, the management fees, the legal fees, solicitor fees, everything, it averages 6%. Collectively across the board. Now, some people are timing it, buying at the bottom of the market, selling at the higher. They get higher percentages. Some are buying at the top of the market and losing it. But across the board, it averages 6%. 6-point-something percent. So you run that number, you find out where you'll be, you then extract 8% off that number at any one point, and that'll tell you how much it's earning per month, per year, per month, per week, per day, per hour. We did that earlier today, remember? The second your passive income is equal to your active income, you've got financial independence. It's a mathematical game. Then you can actually go, well, if I increase my savings, I can get financially independent quicker. If I increase my savings again, I can get there financially independent quicker. From this course, I've seen people become financially independent. The quickest I've seen is 2 years. So far, about the longest I've seen, some have gone beyond 10 years because they haven't done it yet. They were less aggressive. But I've seen an average 6 to 8 years. They reach the point of financial independence if they just do what I'm about to tell them. Literally, in under a decade, they can become at a point where their money is making them as much money as they were working in a decade. A decade of concentrated focus. 6 to 8 years. So what you want to do is you want to keep those numbers. On my computer, I have those numbers in front of me. I run projections of wherever my... When I go through quarterly and update all my finances on a quarterly basis. I look at where I am now, my net worth. In that net worth, I'm looking at how much is going in there per month on average. I got multiple streams of income. Some are royalties, some investments, some from seminars, everything. That's going in there. As that's going, I look at where I am now. I look at what the average is going in there. And I run that projection at 8%. Run both of those projections at 8%. Where will I be at 1 year from now, 5 years from now, etc. As you start doing this, and as both the increase that's going into the savings is going up, plus the compounding is going up, in a matter of a year or two, you'd be surprised that all of a sudden it becomes very inspiring and it motivates you to get focused and master this even further. Self-motivating. And it'll blow your mind. It'll start accelerating. Time and compound interest is your greatest favor. You don't have to start and stop. That's why the guy that just did automatic savings, even though he didn't get a lot of interest on it, the guy that just kept saving, ended up compounding, and because it was 4% plus, he ended up having all of a sudden a duplication. It took him about 18 years to start doubling his money off his money, but once he's doing that, he's now making more money. That's why he was up to $8 million. Because the average person, it's not that they don't make money, it's they lose a lot of their money. They blow a lot of their money. How many agree that you've blown at least 10% of all the monies that you saved? You've blown at least 10%. Do I hear 10, 12, 12, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, I hear 14, 15, 20, 25, 50. So it wasn't that you got in there and you got into a high speculation and you lost some of your money and you had to start all over. If you'd have just kept saving it, you'd probably be at the same place without all the stress. That's what this guy did. You put it in the savings, you put it in your money market account, and you get 60 to 90 days in it. 60 to 90 days worth of capital. So if you earn $20,000 a month, you're going to have what? If you're making $20,000 a month, how much you'll have in your savings in your cushion in your money market? 69 days is 2 to 3 months worth. That's 40 to 60. It's about $50,000. If you have $50,000 and you got 2 months of liquid capital to cover your business, even if the business is chaos, would that give you enough time to figure out how to readjust your business in case some emergency came about or the market went crazy?